Thanks for listening to Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
Dusty and Cam in the morning.
Relax. All right? My old man is a television repairman. Got the ultimate set of tools. I can fix it.
With Dusty Fan Man Hera.
I know Kung Fu.
And former pro Cam Cleland.
You ought to spend a little more time dealing with yourself. A little less time worrying about what your brother does.
Dusty and Cam in the morning on 1080.
Pucker up, Buttercup.
The Fan.
All right, we're back on this Tuesday morning, the 18th of February, 2020. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being a part of our morning and letting us be a part of yours. If you missed our first hour, we talked Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph lobbing accusations back and forth. And as you noted here at the end of the last hour, this thing, lawyers could get involved really soon here. Really soon after Garrett is accusing Mason Rudolph of using the N-word to set off the fight that got him suspended for six games. And I wouldn't be shocked one bit if lawyers were involved in a defamation of character lawsuit.
Not at all.
I mean, this is because if you look at character and how bad it is being dragged through the mud, if it is true that Mason Rudolph did not say anything to that nature, then, hey, man, he should sue and he has every right to. But let's not forget that if Myles Garrett, if he can prove it, man, my goodness, this is going to be ugly for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mason Rudolph, especially Mason Rudolph in this. But now the Steelers, because of their defense of him so vehemently.
Yeah, I really struggle with listening to a man like Mike Tomlin come out and defend and find, would he be willing to do that if and have, would he really be doing that if he didn't believe Mason to the utmost and gone to his due diligence? Because it's been quite a while. Didn't this happen in November?
Yeah, with 100% certainty, Mike Tomlin, who hates drama.
Hates it. Yeah, I just find it really, I find it very difficult that he would come out here and do that.
Yeah, so check it out, Les Schwab Tires podcast, 1080thefan.com for any of that. This hour, Astro sign stealing, it continues to get new legs every single day, and we actually have, just this morning, one more player is sounding off on the Houston Astros. Hear who it is, and the latest over the weekend coming up this hour. But right now, it is 7:06.
What's hot?
Spoken!
What's hot and why is it cool?
They're cool because they're hot!
Hot and cool with Dusty and Cam. Your morning dose of positivity ripped from the headlines.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Top 25 in college basketball refreshed over the weekend. The Oregon Ducks sliding in at 14th. They move up a couple of spots after beating Colorado, who drops from 16th down to 18th. University of Arizona back in the poll at 24th. So there are three ranked Pac-12 teams, and I saw that the latest projections have six Pac-12 teams getting in to the big dance. So that's something to keep an eye on and keep looking at as March Madness gets closer. One thing that I thought was pretty interesting, did you check out the top 25 at all when it came out?
I don't. I'll be honest. I'm more interested in the women's basketball.
The women's basketball? As you probably should. But three of the top five teams in the men's poll are from Group of Five schools. Yeah. Gonzaga second out of the West Coast Conference. San Diego State from the Mountain West is four, and I don't even know what conference they play in. Are they in Ohio Valley, Missouri Valley? But it's Dayton at fifth. So three of the five are from non-Power Five schools, which I thought was an interesting little nugget there, and Baylor is the number one team in the country. Crazy. On the women's side, Oregon stays at third despite the fact they beat yet another top 10 team this weekend. They beat number seven, UCLA, by 20 points. They stay at third. Oregon State dropped down to 15th, their lowest ranking in over a year, as they fell to the now eighth-ranked UCLA Bruins, 83-74 in overtime. So we're looking at a lot of movement here in the women's poll, except for Oregon at the top.
You're as cold as ice.
Denny Hamlin won his second straight Daytona 500, but that's not the story. Scary accident with Ryan Newman at the end. Very scary accident.
Yes.
He tipped over on the final lap. He ended up crossing the finish line on the roof of his car. He's in serious condition in a hospital.
Well, that's good.
Non-life-threatening.
That he's not, that, yes. It's not good that he crashed. It's good that he's okay.
Yeah, non-life-threatening. Currently okay. Oof. But we don't know the extent of his injuries yet, though. I mean, the sparks that were flying up and all that, man, that was a scary wreck. We rarely see those in our sports world. Is like something where you go, oh, my God, is he going to live through that? But we saw it yesterday at the Daytona 500. Doctor saying serious condition, but non-life-threatening injuries. What do you think of Brett Bielema interviewing for the Colorado head coaching job? That's a rumor.
Yeah, sure. What the heck? Must mean that Eric Bieniemy has passed on it already. That's too bad. Yes, not. I mean, or maybe they're just going a different way. I'm assuming that they're doing their due diligence a little bit. But Brett Bielema, yeah, he's gone from Arkansas to being a consultant, paying $50,000 for the New England Patriots. Now his name was passed around. Eventually, I thought it was passed around to Michigan State prior to now being moved to Colorado. I don't know what to say. If he's good or bad, he knows football.
He's trying to get back in a head coaching job in college football because he was really good at Wisconsin. I mean, people forget how good he was in Wisconsin.
I actually heard a rumor that potentially that Steve Sarkisian was going to be one of the ones that was interviewing for that position, and I could be off on that, but I saw that they'd be interested in having him maybe return to the Pac-12. Who knows?
You almost think that they'd be better off rolling with the interim, Darren Cheverini, right now and then seeing what's out there next season. But can you afford to do that in this day and age of recruiting?
No, you can't, because if you don't have solidarity for recruiting, the kids are going to sit there and tell you, these young men are going to try to figure out, well, who's going to be the coach? Maybe it doesn't fit. Maybe this fit isn't proper. You do what you can.
If you have a kindergartner that wants to play down on the bayou right now or in the future, you send them to Utah. Utah and LSU are going to play a home-and-home in 2031 and 2032. All right. So those sounds kindergartners good. Right now will be freshmen that year. Wrap your head around that
one. I don't understand those announcements.
It is so dumb. The ACC is backing a proposal from the Big Ten to allow one-time transfer. Penalty free in college athletics.
Love it.
No sitting out.
Love it. Love every second of it.
Here's my question. So name, image, likeness passes. If this rule passes, what are we sitting there and what are we looking at as far as the problems with the NCAA?
Where do we begin?
Well, what are the problems? Those are the two biggest issues that everybody's complaining about. Oh, what is the issue then with the NCAA? After that,
the major issue would be, here comes the horde and the mob of everybody saying that all these alumni are just going to write checks to all these. That's really what the concern is. There's no more concern.
If they iron these two things out, what's the issue? People are going to complain about that alumni are writing checks?
Yeah, that's all. It's the next step. I mean, every time there's rich guys just walking around with checkbooks and wads of cash of envelopes, just handing them out all over the place.
Well, if it's going to happen when this rule passes, folks, I'm sorry to tell you this, it's already happening now.
Oh, you mean there's college free agency? Yeah, it's called recruiting. It's called
Goodness
recruiting.
Gracious.
That's what it is.
Speaking.
Maybe you should stop putting glossy finishes on lockers and actually starting to quit worrying about what your stuff looks like and really invest in young athletes. How about that?
What do you mean? How do you do that?
Let them invest in their future. In their future. Not only just as a football player, their careers. Their careers after football. And what happens to that instead of just shiny and putting glossy Nintendo things in lockers? How about use that money for more productivity? Just a thought.
Senate Bill 1501 in the state of Oregon was proposed yesterday, hit the floor, and it would allow college athletes to earn money on their name, image, and likeness. Hey! Yeah. Shemya Fagan, a Portland Democrat, co-sponsored the bill. It's getting bipartisan support. And the state senators are saying, look, this thing is going, it's a runaway train, and we want to be getting off the tracks when it's coming through, so we're not going to be a roadblock here.
Yeah, I remember when we talked to Coach Cristobal early in the fall, and he didn't have any naysays towards it. He said that he felt like players and athletes deserved a certain thing, and it was an opportunity for them, and he would support whatever it is, and if it helped bring more to these athletes, and it's great. I mean, there's not standing up and saying, I can't, it's terrible, it's a bad thing. This will happen. Winds of change are coming.
Yep. Peter Courtney, the Senate president, said no one works harder than the student athlete for their education. They help these institutions beyond belief as ambassadors for the university and helping them raise donations and recruit other students. Hey, how about that?
Yeah.
Look at that. And that, folks, is what is hot and cool. Coming up next, the Astros sign stealing saga. It gets new legs every day, and today it just got two more. 7:14 on the Fan. All right, the story that will not go away, no matter how bad Rob Manfred wants it to, is the Astros sign stealing scandal. Manfred took the podium on Friday at spring training down in Florida, took questions, state of the league address, and among the quotes that he has fired up the players of Major League Baseball when he said that disciplining the players of the Houston Astros would have been incredibly tough to do because of the MLBPA and the fact that stripping a championship and taking a piece of metal, he said, would be futile because everybody would still know what happened in 2017. That has led to a bunch of upset players, including one Josh Turner of the Josh Turner is the country singer. Justin Turner of the Dodgers.
Yeah, the Ginger Brethren.
Yeah. The third baseman going off on the commissioner.
I mean, I don't know if the commissioner's ever won anything in his life. Maybe he hasn't. But the reason every guy is in this room, the reason every guy is, you know, working out all offseason and showing up to camp early and putting in all the time and effort is specifically for that trophy. Which, by the way, is called the Commissioner's Trophy. So for him to devalue it the way he did yesterday is just tells me how out of touch he is with the players in this game. And, you know, at this point, the only thing devaluing that trophy is that it says Commissioner on it.
Yikes.
The only thing that matters is the more we hear from players, and we have more audio of it, but the more we start to hear from guys, these are locker room guys. These are your dudes. This is your brotherhood that are coming out. This isn't, we have no solidarity right now. There's no unified group. Mm-mm. That's all, hey, it's like they didn't all get together and said, we're going to stay together on this. We're going to take care of each other. No, man. This is a full onslaught on Rob Manfred, the Houston Astros, and whoever comes next with the next announcements. That's where it is. It is a full onslaught on the game. And this is massive egg on the face of this game. This great game, our beloved baseball. It's our game. It's what we created.
I mean, Justin Turner makes some good points in this, in that he is upset because the whole point of playing the game is to get that piece of metal, as Rob Manfred put it. Yeah. And so he wants that stripped. And I understand he's got some extra skin in the game because of the fact that he's one of the guys that he faced the Astros, yeah, and lost to them. And they took that, yeah, chance that they had in a game 7 to win it on their home field. Mm-hmm. And they lost that game. Now he is extra upset at that comment, but to Rob Manfred's point, if you strip a title, don't we say it's one of the most ridiculous things that the NCAA does? Because we all know who still won the titles in those years when cheating happens.
Yeah, I don't agree with, I really don't think this, and I'm on the side of, I don't think stripping a title really matters anymore, really, yeah, what it is. I don't think it does anything. It doesn't change history. It doesn't do anything. You can try to tell me that Reggie Bush wasn't the Heisman. He'll always be the Heisman Trophy winner. And yes, and he'll always do that. So that doesn't do anything at this point. The 2013 Kansas or Kentucky or Louisville Cardinals, we're the national champions. You can't take that away.
No doubt.
What should have done for me is suspensions and year-long suspensions. That's all you can really do without pay. And you can take that. You can do that to these players and remove them from the game that they love. Take away the opportunity for them to earn revenue. Don't take away their ring. Fine. I've softened on that. Not just softened on that. I've changed my tune because it really won't change anything. It won't. Take away their opportunity to play the game that they've born and been bred to love and earn revenue at. Take away the only thing that matters to them anymore is their credibility.
Well, in that to me, and this is where Rob Manfred, he got scared of the MLBPA. And the reason why is because the MLBPA's defense would be exactly what the suspension to Jeff Luhnow and AJ Hinch were, is the MLBPA would have said, hey, our guys just weren't notified by Luhnow and Hinch.
Yeah.
And they would have pinned it all on those two guys.
Right.
And Manfred just didn't want to put up with that fight. I'm so with you, though, and I've been saying this since day one, is if you want to hurt them, and if $5 million, you don't think that the revenues of the Astros wouldn't have been hurt by more than $5 million by having to force to put their AAA team on the field?
Yeah.
Put their AAA team on the field for 162 games, and whoever, let's see what happens.
Whoever accepted this, whoever been proved to accept it, is every player. It gives another opportunity of young men that are trying to make it to the show, gives them opportunity to play. Yeah, the product might not be great, but oh well, that's what you get. Remove all those guys. Let the team play. You don't have to shut down the team for the entire year because you still have to play.
Nope.
You still need those 162 games to be competed against other squads. Bring up guys from wherever it is. Sign new free agents. Get rid of them. Have them sit out. And then let's see what they feel like after a year.
If you think that this is going to go away, there was another Dodger who spoke out Friday. Cody Bellinger, he let it rip on the Houston Astros.
Thought the apologies were whatever. I thought Jim Crane's was weak. I thought Manfred's punishment was weak, giving him immunity.
Yes.
I mean, these guys were cheating for 3 years. You know, I think what people don't realize is Altuve stole an MVP from Judge in 17. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us. I know personally I lost respect for those guys. I think I would say everyone in the show in the big leagues lost respect for those guys. I don't know what human hits a walk-off home run against Aroldis Chapman to send your team to the World Series. And one has the thought to say, don't rip my jersey off, but two, go in the tunnel, change your shirt, and then come out and do your interview. Like that makes no sense to me. It makes zero sense to me, because I know me. Gary Sanchez said yesterday, you can rip my shirt off, my pants off. I set my team in the World Series off for Aroldis Chapman in the ninth inning at home. You can do, you know, I'm going crazy.
As an Astros fan, I have all those same questions.
Yeah, that's
all of them.
That's an NL MVP talking. That's not just some chump change guy.
But Carlos Correa of the Houston Astros, he went to the bat for Jose Altuve.
Like I said before, what doesn't sit well with me is when you say false statements. If you don't know the facts, if you're not informed, this is America, Ken. You can say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. But Cody Bellinger's job is to look for information, get informed, know the facts for sure, before he's on cameras to talk about other players. You should get informed. You should be informed before you talk about other players. If you don't know the facts, then you got to shut the
No, sorry, Carlos Correa. You don't have a leg to stand on anymore, dude. You don't. You don't get to come out and say, know the facts. The facts have been proven. You cheated. It's been proven. You cheated. Whatever comes out from here on out, hey, you guys have to wear it. And the fact is that they're continuing to embarrass and defend themselves without any remorse. None. Zero remorse. Hyper defensive. Hyper of anything. The respect is gone from that whole organization and those players. And the fact that Bellinger did say you stole an MVP from Aaron Judge. He did, man.
Yeah.
He did. Because he did not play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Yeah. And I think what Correa is trying to defend there, and this is where like your point is 100% true, is that Correa and these guys are saying, guys, it wasn't 3 years. Like the report, like Bellinger saying, and they're going, hey guys, it's not 3 years. We weren't doing it for 3 years. They said they found no evidence of it in 2019, 2018 for part of the year, did not go into the postseason where they didn't find any sort of cheating. And so that's where these guys are sitting there and they're trying to defend themselves. But to your point, it's like, You can't defend any of it at this point.
I don't, you should.
Like, you should just sit there and what Carlos Correa looked really good on the day Jim Crane and Bregman and Altuve fell on their face in that press conference. When he came out, he's like, dude, we did it. Yeah, it sucks. And we're sorry. And we cheated. And he said all of the things that those guys didn't say. Like, we cheated and we are sorry and we apologize for it. But since then, it's like, you can start to see these guys are getting a little bit more upset and a little bit more upset over continually getting drugged through the mud. And it may be because of guys like, you see what Logan Morrison wrote and then deleted on Instagram over the weekend?
No. I know Mike Trout came out. Mike Trout, you don't hear from Mike Trout ever.
Well, Logan Morrison, who's now with the Milwaukee Brewers, former Mariner, he said, I remember from firsthand accounts that the Yankees, Dodgers, Astros, and Red Sox have all used film to pick signs. I just want you guys to know the truth. I personally think it's a tool in a tool belt to pick signs, but if we're going to be punishing people for it, don't half-ass it. And then he ended up deleting that later. So he's thrown the Yankees, the Dodgers, and the Red Sox under the bus, along with the Astros. And then he deleted it.
It's amazing.
Well,
here really is the deep dive on this question. Rob Manfred and the rest of the league feel that this is a rampant problem.
Big time.
And if they out everybody, if they come out and guns blazing on everybody, is there a possibility that every team and every person somehow on every organization is involved in this some way? Or is there a number? Is it half the league? Is it huge brands? Is it massive things? Is this an impact to the entire league? It's so bad that somebody had to take the fall. You know how sometimes somebody has to fall on the sword for the greater good? Have you ever heard that term before? And then these Astros players and everybody's sitting there going, we're falling on the sword. Do you want me to shed a tear for you at all? You really want to feel sorry for you poor little dudes? No pun intended there. Sorry, Jose.
It's a short joke.
It's not a short joke. Do you really had to get to the point where someone's going to feel sorry for you for what you did in your careers? You guys chose that option. Nobody put a gun to your head and say, listen to the banks. And by the way, this weekend was one by the trolling guy at the Astros training camp that was banging the drum during BP the entire time.
For the first round of BP that Altuve and Bregman took all spring, there was one guy. And then he just runs off.
The entire time.
Fantastic.
I love it. And that's funny to me. I think it is hilarious that people are doing that. And they deserve it, man. They deserve it 100%.
I personally think Rob Manfred needs to be stepped down. I think he needs to step down, remove himself. I think the Astros owner needs to sell. I think anybody that's involved, if it's the Red Sox owner, sell. Anybody at this point, they need to clean and just cleanse the thing with like some cleaning vinegar.
But
wash it through.
If they think it's that widespread, will having guys sell teams matter? If 8 or 9 teams is that one report that the Red Sox?
There's plenty of billionaires out there that'd be willing to step in.
Well, no, I'm saying that. Do you think it's their fault in that? They're just going along with what the business practice that they can't really control is. So you think that 8 or 9 of the league's owners, because then that's when these owners, if they're forced to sell and their money train's going, they're going to start throwing every other owner under the bus and you're going to have to turn over a third of the
thing.
League.
I want to see the whole thing just go, just explode.
Yeah.
I want utter chaos.
I love chaos. I'm for it. You mentioned Mike Trout has said something. Another major leaguer has spoken out on this morning, taking shots at Rob Manfred and the Houston Astros. The audio from Mike Trout and the newest MLB player calling him out, you must hear. Dusty and Cam on the Fan. All right, the Houston Astros sign-stealing saga gets new legs because every day more and more guys are talking. We played Justin Turner and Cody Bellinger, who spoke out over the long weekend, who came out yesterday, was a star of the game, the best player in all of baseball. Heck, could go down as the best player of all time when his career is over. Mike Trout of the Los Angeles Angels. He finally said something. And boy, when he speaks, people are going to listen.
It's sad for baseball. You know, it's tough. You know, they cheated. And, you know, just I don't agree with the punishments. You know, the player's not, you know, getting anything. You know, there was a player-driven, you know, thing. You know, it sucks, too, because, you know, like you said, a guy's career has been affected. A lot of people, you know, lost jobs. It was tough. You know, it would be me going up to the plate knowing what's coming. It'd be pretty fun up there. So, you know, it's just, like I said, it's a lot of guys lost respect for some of the guys. And, you know, it seems like every day something new comes out.
What do you think Mike Trout would hit if he knew what was coming?
700.
He did like 700 with
that's what he hit in high school. He hit like 730 in high school. I'm not kidding.
100 home runs.
I'm not kidding.
Like if Mike Trout knew what pitch was coming.
Well, everybody laughs about it because you think it and you go, do you know how big of an advantage that is?
Yeah.
So we saw something happen over the weekend. And I know I want to gloss over this. Those of you that are fans of world soccer or world football. So Manchester City, they potentially are now being, I think it's official, have been banned from the Premier League because what they did and their commissioners and all of that. And I know there's a lot of sports leagues, but they were being privately funded by the Abu Dhabi family. It's Sheikh Mansour.
I don't know what that means.
So they had a salary cap.
Yeah.
But he, through his airline company, he had a £65 million sponsorship that was funding players on the outside on top of it. So from whatever the players were being funded, then they got paid over and above what their salary cap was. So unfair rules, and they found accounting emails and all that. They've been kicked out of their league.
Yeah.
So one league says, if you're going to not follow the rules, which is, I think, I consider cheating in the game worse than overpaying players. I mean, that's just me because you're actually cheating. They're just overpaying players, and I'm not here to condone either or. Whatever you do, big surprise, soccer scandal. Mm-hmm. Big surprise, FIFA. Anyway, so one league is doing the right thing, kicking the team out of the league completely, hitting them in the pocketbooks and removing them, while Major League Baseball is paying no attention here. You know, turn a blind eye. It's not the player's fault. We're not responsible. So you take what you can of this, but Rob Manfred is just egg on his face every day, continuing getting worse and worse.
And this is the difference in the soccer than the baseball thing, is that like the billionaires of Man City pissed off the other billionaires of the owners of the other teams because they're like, hey, I have the money. I could do that too. And we could skirt these rules. Whereas this one was the millionaires were not slighting the billionaires. So like they're more upset. And that's kind of where it starts. It's like if other owners would have been more upset with Rob Manfred and would have let him know, wouldn't he have had a bigger punishment towards the Astros, you think? Because it's an owner-driven thing. Is like if his bosses tell him, no, you need to drop the hammer on these guys, but they let him operate and just kind of do his own thing. He screwed this thing up big time.
Yeah,
big
he did. Time. Well, and his bosses, like you just mentioned, are all the owners. So if the majority of owners are involved in this, or over half, or even a few that are super powerful, if they're involved in this, they're all getting a meeting and close your phones, turn your phones off, leave everything on the outside. We need to have a strategy. I just can't believe that there has not been some sort of strategic meeting between all the owners and Rob Manfred.
Well, I think
like they're just leaving him out on the limb. Maybe they're making him look bad so they can find that he will quit or step down or something like that. And they can just be like, whew, all right. But then we'll get the real Rob Manfred, what he will say.
But,
eventually.
Yeah, right. But I think one thing Jim Crane's interview in his meeting of the press was that he has no idea what's going on. So, I mean, if you have a bunch, think of it in these terms. If you have a bunch of Jim Cranes that are the bosses of Rob Manfred, you can see how it gets to this point, can't you? Because he bumbled and stumbled his way through the entire interview. He was like, oh, God, you know, he directly contradicted himself within a minute and 8 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can respect that man directly in his mouth
at all whatsoever ever again in the history when it comes to him and trusting his comments or understanding his comments. Now, he might be a good dad, he might be all those other things, but when it comes to running a baseball organization, not all rich people are smart. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just not going to agree with that. We're in a land of idiots.
I never really heard Jim Crane speak before that, and I'm a fan of the team, so I don't really. How many owners do you hear from? Mark Cuban? Jerry Jones?
You don't hear from a lot.
No.
Because we're not here to hear from owners.
Even the guy that we make fun of a lot, who's a train wreck, James Dolan, we don't hear from him a lot.
Fans don't really care what owners do.
until they screw up.
Players do. Management does. Coaches do. But as fans, we're not interested in owners.
Hey, do you want to hear the latest blasting of the Astros? This is a pretty good one. We heard Mike Trout, and when Mike Trout speaks, we all listen. I think I want to hear him more. I mean, he was kind of funny there. Dry sense of humor, but it was funny. Here is Nick Markakis of the Atlanta Braves this morning talking about the Houston Astros and the punishment handed down by Rob Manfred.
To see something like that, it's damaging to baseball. I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating. You know, it's wrong. They're messing with people's careers. You know, I know we're all competitive and we're out there competing, but there's right ways to do it and wrong ways to do it. And I 100% disagree with the way they did it. It's pretty sad. You know, those guys have a lot of talent over there, but to take it to that level is wrong. I know as players, we do not agree with what they did. We don't stand behind them, and never will we support them for their actions. I think that they got off pretty easy. You know, they're going to be able to go out there and compete with no ramifications at all, which is wrong. And I think the commissioner completely handled it the wrong way. The way he handled the situation, he should be embarrassed of himself.
There you go. That's from right there.
Nick Markakis, straight-faced, doesn't miss a beat, just says they all need a beating.
Yeah, well,
yeah, not even beating.
Beating with a T. Beat up.
Like a public caning or something? No, I mean, let's be real. That's no one's going to condone throwing at these guys' heads.
Speaking of.
This is not what we're trying to say here.
Vegas has set an over-under.
Well, you're going to get, the league's not going to, they're not going to allow it, man. The umpires are going to be, you throw one ball near anyone on the Astros, and I'm guaranteed, it's just going to turn into just a windfall of guys getting tossed. But it's, here we go.
83.5 is the over-under. Yeah. 83.5 Astros getting hit by pitches this year.
So how many Astros players will charge them? That would be the better question. Is that how often are those guys, are they just going to sit and take it? Thank you, sir, may I have another? Or are they going to charge the mound?
So I saw
if
this
Redick
come up.
If Redick gets hit, he would charge.
I saw this come up last night. Yuli. They were hit 66 times last year. So you're only looking at about, a 20% uptick, less?
Yeah.
That's not a ton more.
How many intentional throws can we say have happened in
baseball? And that's the thing. If the league steps in, then it won't get to that number. But
yeah, and that's where this is a tough one to take. I'm still taking the under because I think guys would just want to go at him.
Yeah, I just don't think there's any. What's the value thrown at a dude anymore? I think it's just dumb.
Yeah.
Same as it always was. Send a message.
Send a message. Brush him back. It's my plate. Okay.
How many more times times do they see like Madison Bumgarner and, you know, one of the more outspoken guys, Trevor Bauer? He's even like, I'm not throwing at him.
Yeah.
I'll strike him out instead.
Yeah, what's the point? I think it shows more of a message for me when you don't actually get to have my sign and I strike you out.
Let's see here.
Or you get a ground ball. Thank you. Helps me more. I don't put a runner on base.
Guys that I think would charge the mound. Yuli Gurriel. Josh Reddick. Yordan Alvarez. But I don't think Alvarez will get beaned. And Josh Reddick, if he was stealing signs, my God, he was bad at it. Yuli may be the guy.
Well, just because you know the pitch is coming doesn't mean you can still hit it. But it's a nice.
Where do we throw in that?
But it's a nice advantage. Let's call it that.
Yeah. Reddick actually took the stance and he said, no, I didn't. I was not using and I wasn't a part of that scheme. I mean, if you look at his batting average, I mean, he really wasn't good. So, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I think at home during the postseason, he hit like 100.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care, man. You're implicated.
He deserves a refund.
You're on the team, man. You're implicated.
He's in it.
Too late.
He's in it. Just because he's on the team.
Yep.
All right. Greater Idaho. What is it next on the Fan?
What in God's name are we doing? What?
Most sports talk segments are designed to keep the average fan informed while sparking traditional debates.
I have another story that will take you off the rails.
This is not that segment.
A fungal spore.
Growing in his lungs.
It's time to get away from the games.
He choked out a mountain lion and saved his life.
And get into the most bizarre, shocking, and hilarious news stories of the day.
Do you understand that most of the country thinks that you're one of the stupidest people around right now?
It's time for Off the Rails.
Millennial dogs are like, nope.
With Dusty and Cam in the morning.
They crossed their paws and said, I'm done with it.
On 1080.
Stupid covers all genres.
The Fan.
All right, it is Tuesday, President's Day, celebrated yesterday. I hope everybody honored the presidents. What are we supposed to do on President's Day? Is there something you're supposed to do to honor your president?
I don't... Be a good American? I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Ooh, what is
Look
being
at
a good
their
American?
Faces on money?
Ooh, go spend that money.
How many presidents can you name? How far back can you go?
Not as far as I should.
Yeah, I know. I used to do that.
It's
I used to,
not good.
I think it was grade school. Let's see how far we could go back. Not so much.
Yeah. How many states can you name? Can you identify all the states? On a map? Could you, like, without no labels, you could do, you know, Vermont, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I could do that and all the capitals, too. That was all the way back in fourth grade.
We
had to memorize them all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
South Dakota's capital, go.
Yeah. Bismarck.
North Dakota.
Let's not do this right now.
Okay.
We don't want to do that. That's
just
boring.
Saying.
That's boring. Nobody wants
Wait,
to hear
Bismarck Cameron's site. North or South Dakota?
They're both.
Because Pierre's one.
Yeah, Pierre.
Montpelier. No, that is not.
No, that's Vermont.
Vermont.
Yeah. Let's not do the... Okay.
Greater Idaho is a movement that is starting. I didn't really realize what that meant until I saw the map. There's a guy from Lapine who wants to... His name's Mike McCarter. He wants to make Greater Idaho a thing, which is basically take Eastern Oregon, mm-hmm. most of Southern Oregon, part of Northern California, and just give it to Idaho.
Yeah.
Seems aggressive.
Is it called Greater Idaho? Is that what they want to do with it?
Yeah. Greater Idaho is the...
Damn, now I'm officially looking at this picture of the map.
They want to... I mean, it is aggressive. It goes like from Coos Bay. It goes all the way to the coast. You're given a chunk of the coast.
Oh, yeah.
Down into like Red Bluff, California, over to Lassen in Nevada, all the way up.
Does that
and
mean
then
Bandon
just cut it all across.
Turns into Greater Idaho?
Yes. Bandon would be Idaho.
Oh, boy.
No
point. Oh, it is. Yes.
And so it would make Oregon very small. Basically, just about like Cottage Grove, Cresswell area is what I'm assuming this is.
Yeah.
That's where like Oregon would end, and then it'd cut over in towards Bend would be part of Oregon,
yeah.
Mount Hood, up towards 84, and then, you know, just basically the coastline up.
You know, really, how upset are Oregonians would you be if this? I mean, I'm just looking for that. I don't know. Is this, you say this happens quite often.
Yes.
Like this has been around quite some time.
Well,
like there really is, truthfully, there's two different types of Oregon people.
Well, Northern California and Southern Oregon, there's this thing called the State of Jefferson.
Yeah.
And it is taking, and it's Jefferson Public Radio is on the campus of my university.
Okay.
If you go down, like, and it's a movement down there where they just want to create a new state that is Southern Oregon and Northern California called the State of Jefferson. There's been like Cascadia has been a movement to make it just one big state. And then I've never heard of this
one.
We
got little states on the East Coast. I mean, what's,
yeah.
I mean, why, I
Ecotopia.
Mean, for someone to say this is insane, I don't believe it because we have Providence. We have these little states. I mean, there's little states.
Providence isn't a state.
Is the capital of Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
I know, but I'm just saying that we have these little things. So to say this is crazy, people think crazy stuff.
Yes, but here's where they're different.
Okay.
Is that, like, we talked about this in the Eastern Washington one, where they want to just create a new state. State of Jefferson wants to become a new state. They have, like, currency and a license plates already designed and stuff in half a years. This is where it's different. They don't want to create a new state. They just want Idaho to absorb it.
Greater Idaho.
Great, and just call it greater. And here's the reason why.
Okay.
Is because Eastern Oregon doesn't feel like they're represented well.
All right.
Because it is far more conservative. And also, it's a lot of ranchers, lots of farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And really, if you look at Oregon's population base, I-5 corridor is where,
true,
you know, 80% of the people of the state of Oregon live. So they're feeling like, hey, we're on the outside looking in here.
Yeah.
And so they feel like they'd be better represented in the state of Idaho.
So
same with Northern California folk.
So do Eastern Oregonians, would they rather be...
I've
Idaho
talked
natives?
To people from,
they're
from
like,
Eastern
if I could
Oregon
defect,
that way.
I would.
Yes.
Okay.
But
I didn't know that.
They're looking at a precedent where here's what they're citing is that, hey, back in 1961, there was a land transfer which moved 20 acres from Minnesota to North Dakota. So we can do this.
20 acres.
This is like thousands upon thousands of acres
yeah,
that they're
No, it's a big move.
The
you
state
big,
of Oregon would
big.
Be tiny
I,
in this one.
I don't, I don't know if there's so many big things that represent. I get that. I don't have enough familiarity with really the Eastern Oregon. I know that there's different climates and different types of people that want stuff. I can understand it.
Well, I can too. I can totally understand why they want to do it. And they would like leave Bend and Eugene. But there's so many logistics to this thing that like they're not even thinking about.
Well, of course.
Like the fact that this would take 4 colleges, 5 colleges, mm-hmm. 6 colleges,
yeah.
6 colleges.
Can't you just rename it?
Eastern Oregon University, Oregon Institute of Technology, Southern Oregon University, Southwestern Oregon Community College, Umpqua, Rogue, and...
I
think there's one more. Blue Mountain. Those would all be now part of Idaho. So you're taking government, and then how are they going to take care of all the state parks over there without the population
base? I understand this, man, but I get so wrapped up in all this stuff because every state has their own laws and all that. But we're all in the United States. Eventually, I mean, this is really true, though. We're all part of the same thing here. I know everybody's got their lines drawn and everything, and then you use the maps, and we got the rivers and everything. We're all part of the one big collective. It's America.
Yeah. And, you know, this would also have to pass through the Oregon state legislature and the Idaho state legislature and then the United States Congress.
Don't see it happening very soon.
I don't think it's ever going to happen, man.
Never say never.
Greater Idaho, get ready. Get ready for Oregon to be super small to drive across the entire state. Does that mean... Wait a minute. So we were talking about all those universities moving. Would you just like move them all into the state of Oregon again so they'd all move just closer? Is that what you would do?
I don't know.
Or would you just give them to Idaho?
Okay, political question for everybody.
Sure.
Is there more opposition for the ones that live in the, what we would call the new Oregon...
No, that this is just Oregon.
I know. But if there's two sides to this, there's the people that want to be part of Greater Idaho,
right?
And then the ones that are currently sitting in the Oregon, the regular Oregon, or whatever that.
Greater Idaho, yeah.
Would you really be that upset if the left of Oregon kind of just, would you really, I mean, there's really no affiliation out there. All you do is make fun of them and
lopped them off.
I mean, really, in the end, what's the loss here? What is the loss?
Do you know what the biggest loss for me would be?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking from someone that sits here in the blue side compared to, because this looks like to me it's just blue versus red.
And that's exactly what it is.
So what is the blue really, I mean, what are you upset about?
Well, the part of it that would suck for me, I really wouldn't care what they want to do. But it is, in this proposal, I'd be losing where I went to college. You know, it'd be now part of Idaho. That would suck. That's what I would be upset about.
All right.
That is literally the only thing that I would be upset about.
So you would feel like everybody from Concordia right now.
Yeah.
I'd be Dusty, like, what the hell? Graduate of Southern something university.
Well, you can't ever take it away.
Southern Oregon University of Idaho.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it would be. The Oregon Institute of Technology of Idaho.
Southern Idaho University.
Former Southern Oregon.
Or Ida. Yeah. See, that would suck. Concordia campus up for the taking. Yeah. You know? Ooh, follow up on that. I got an email when we were talking about Concordia. I got an email from somebody at Corbin University that day. And they were like, hey, we're stepping up. I've seen PLU has stepped up. There's a bunch of universities that are saying, hey, Concordia students, we got your back. Yeah. We're going to take you in.
Help them in.
And that is awesome to see. That is awesome to see as that is happening. All right, 55305. That is fan text. Maybe you guys can figure it out and help us figure it all out as well. you watch your All-Star game?
Fourth quarter. Well, a little bit of back and forth.
Let's talk about it.
Oh, the story is really the dunk contest. What a sham.
Oh,
sham.
You think so? Okay.
Derek Jones, good player. Good player, good dunks. Aaron Gordon got robbed.
Next on the fan.